照做。
First of all, I'd like to apologize for the problems earlier.
首先为我们刚刚因为技术的延缓向大家致歉哦。
Okay, so welcome everybody.
我们再一次欢迎大家。
Welcome to our service. If you're here for the first time, we welcome you.
如果今天你是第一次来到我们当中，我们欢迎您。
As you probably noticed, it is a Mandarin / English service.
可能你会注意到，我们的聚会呢将会中文和英文进行。
Amen.
Amen.
Now, last week I was talking about Christ the Victor.
上周我跟大家分享说，耶稣作为那个得胜者。
And I don't know whenever anybody remembers the week before that.
不知道大家还记得我在上周的那个分享的内容是什么呢
？See, Betty's been listening, and everybody else
上上周大家可能是不是忘了，已经忘了我们上上周的内容
？It's Christ the mediator.
是讲的关于耶稣是我们那个中保。
Remember, only Christ can stand before God and man.
就只有基督是唯一的人和神可以站在人和神之间。
And mediate.Between man and God,
他为人和神来做这个中保。
And remember, I said God wants to reveal Himself.
I'm sorry.
God wants to reveal Himself to man.
因为神的心意是向人来显示他自己。
And God wants to redeem mankind.
并且他想要来拯救全人类。
That's what God wants to do.
这是神想要做的事。
And as human beings.
那么作为我们人的诉求呢
Whether we know it or we don't know it,
不管我们知道或者不知道都好
Man longs to worship God.
我们内心深处有个渴慕来认识这位神敬拜这位神
Amen.
Amen.
And man, and then secondly, man wants to be able to pray and that God can hear them.
那么第二个就是我们人类是很期待我们的祷告被垂听
You seeLast week when we say Christ is the victor, Easter is a very important time for us.
那么我知道复活节对我们基督徒来说是一个非常重要的一个时间。
Because it is the cross of Jesus being changed.
耶稣基督走上十字架的时候，一切都改变了。
You know, man is still living in a fallen nature.
我们人还活在那个堕落的那个罪性当中。
Separated from God.
我们与神分离。
But it was the work of Christ on the cross that reconciled us to God.
但是借着耶稣基督在十字架的工作，将我们救赎与神和好。
Now that we are a Christian.
现在我们成为基督徒。
Now that Christ has won a victory in our lives.
现在基督为我们已经得胜了。
We have a choice.
我们有一个选择。
To choose to live a defeated life.
我们可以选择做一个还是在挫败当中的生命。
Where every problem is too big,
当我觉得生命中所有的问题都很大的时候。
Where life is just miserable and challenging,
当我们的生命还是如此的很困难、很痛苦的时候。
And there is no hope,
感觉活在世上没有指望。
And we live like orphans,
我们活在世上如同孤儿。
God is somewhere far in the third heaven,
我们觉得神是遥遥不可及的，在第三天层天里面。
We can choose that kind of life and then wait for heaven.
我们可以选择在地上过这样的人生，来等待天堂的降临。
So that our lives are absolutely no different from all other people who do not know Jesus.
如果我们这样过的话，那么我们的生命和那些未认识神的人的生命是没有什么两样的。
Or we can choose a life where God is with us.
但相反，我们可以选择一种生命，是神与我们同在。
When we have challenges and difficulties,
当我们生命中遇到困难和挑战的时候
，The Holy Spirit is with us.
圣灵是与我们同在的。
He will give us strength.
他会给我们力量。
He will give us His wisdom.
他会给我们属天的智慧。
So that no matter how difficult things are in life, in the family,
所以不管在生命当中或者家庭当中遇到多么大的困难。
That God can help us.
我们有神来帮助我们。
So that we can experience the love and the power of God here on earth.
所以我们在地上活着的时候，就可以经历从神而来的爱和能力。
Because the power of God, we don't need that in heaven.
因为其实当我们去到天堂的时候，我们并不需要神的能力了。
Because it's going to be normal.
因为在天上的时候，那么所有属天的那些能力都是增长的。
那么
那个时候，神的能力都是很习以为常的事。
The presence of God is going to be normal.
神的同在也将是会习以为常的一件事情。
So here is our chance.
但是我们在地上活着却不一样。
No matter how difficult things are in life,
不管在生活中多么困难，多么大的事情，
that God's promise of being with us can be realized.
那么神与我们同在这个应许将会成为一个实质。
And if we believe,
如果我们相信，
if we have faith,
如果我们有信心，
you can overcome.
我们一定能胜过我们的困难。
Amen.
Amen.
Despite of the challenges,
尽管生命当中有苦难。
Despite of all the difficulties,
尽管我们生命当中有重重的困难，
we can maintain a peaceful life.
我们仍然能保持有一个平安的一个生命。
Amen.
Amen.
In order to do that,
为了达成这样一种生活的状态，
you can't just say Jesus died for me.
我们不能只是单单说耶稣为我死。
Jesus rose again and ascended to heaven.
那么耶稣又第三天复活，然后升到至高。
Because just by knowing it, it's just a religion.
如果我们只是知道这个头脑的认知，那么只是一个宗教。
You need to live it.
我们要把这样的一个真理活出来。
And in order to live that in your life, you need to know exactly what did Jesus do for you and me.
那么为了让在我们生命当中活出这样一个真理，我们必须非常清楚的知道耶稣基督为你我所做的一切。
If you ask that question to Christians, they will say, Jesus died for me.
如果我可能问很多的基督徒，他们会回答你说
：“Jesus save me，
耶稣拯救我，耶稣为我死。
Save you from what？
耶稣他拯救你，从什么地方拯救你
？Die for what？
他为什么而死呢
？Amen. That is why when we ask the question, "What did Jesus do for you?" most people would struggle to give you a proper answer.
所以每次我当问人这个问题是耶稣为你做什么，具体做了什么的时候，可能他们很纠结来回答这个问题。
And then when you ask a theologian, they will give you volumes and volumes and volumes.
那么如果你问一些神学者，他们会给你呢长篇大论来给你解释这个问题。
So in the next 3 weeks,
那么在接下来三周里面，
I'm going to tell youin as simple as possible, what did Jesus do for you and me?
我会尽量简单简明地跟他讲耶稣为你我做了什么。
At the cross.
在十字架上。
Amen.
Amen.
In order to understand that,
为了明白这一点，
in order to know what Jesus has done for us,
为了明白耶稣基督到底为我们做了什么，
one of the easiest ways to understand is, what do we need?
一个很容易的明白的方法就是让我们明白我们的需要。
What does mankind need?
我们作为人类我们需要什么？
Okay, forget about other people. What do I need?
可能就先不要讲别人，先想想我自己，我需要什么？
Your need is what Christ has done.
我们的需要正是耶稣基督为我们所做的。
I need saving.
我需要得救。
I need forgiving.
我需要被饶恕。
I need God's help.
我需要神的帮助。
All these things Christ has accomplished for us.
所有我们刚刚讲到这些需求，耶稣基督已经为我们成全了。
Adam and Eve had that kind of life.
亚当和夏娃他们有这样的一个生命。
Where they had no needs.
那个时候他们在堕落之前还没有任何的需求。
That mankind only had needs is when because they have fallen.
那么人类进入到需求当中是因为他们堕落以后。
And so Christ's work is to restore all of that.
所以基督的工作就是为了恢复我们回到最初的样式。
So if your relationship with God is not one of reality,
所以我们与神的关系还没有进入到这种实质当中的话，
I'm not experiencing him in the real way.
如果你在真实的生活当中还没有真正的去经历我们的神的话，
then you are not experiencing all that Christ has done for you.
那你就还没有开始经历耶稣基督为你做成的这些事情。
Amen. If you want to know what Christ has done for you, you ask yourself, what do I need?
如果你想真的知道耶稣为你做了什么，就问你自己这个问题：我自己需要什么？
Amen. I'm not talking about oh, I need to be a millionaire sort of thing. I'm just basic.Human need, not what you want, is what you need.
我这里不是讲说我们的需求，说我要成为百万富翁啊，是我们作为人类一个本身的一个需要，不是我们想要的。
You need food, but you don't need to be rich.
你需要食物，但是你并不需要变得很有钱。
So, in order to understand that, the best way to understand what has Christ done for me and you, is to look at His ministry.
所以一个最好的方法来明白耶稣基督为你我所做的工作，就是来看耶稣基督在地上的这个事工。
Now, the Jesus' ministry can be divided into three strands.
耶稣基督他的事工可以分为三个部分。
Three aspects.
有三个层面。
Christ, the prophet.
基督作为先知。
Christ, the priest.
基督作为祭司。
Christ, the king.
基督作为君王。
Everybody remember that.
大家记住这三个点。
Whenever you try to remember what did Christ do for me, you got to remember him as the prophet, the priest, and the king.
所以如果我们要记住耶稣基督为我们做了什么，就要从这三个层面。第一，他作为先知，他作为祭司和作为君王。
And that's why I need 3 weeks.
所以就是我需要三个星期跟大家解释清楚。
Today, we're going to talk about Christ, our prophet.
今天我们会解释说基督作为我们的先知。
Amen.
Amen.
Why does Christ need to be the prophet?
为什么基督要成为我们的先知呢？
We have to ask the question, what does a prophet do?
我们问这个问题，先知他的功效是什么呢？做什么的呢？
The prophet speaks on behalf of God.
先知呢，是代替神来说话。
Amen. He speaks on behalf of God.
他是为神代言的。
And when he speaks on behalf of God, he's bringing a revelation of God to mankind.
当先知为神代言的时候，那么他是讲出了从神而来的启示。
And so one of the first ministry of Jesus is that he was known as a prophet in Israel.
所以耶稣基督的第一个事工在以色列被人认知。
He spoke about God.
因为他讲到关乎神的事。
He brought revelation about God.
他带来了关乎耶和华神的启示。
And prophets do miracles.
并且先知也会做神迹。
And so in Acts chapter 3 verse 22, we read here where the apostles were quoting Deuteronomy 18.
那么我们看到在使徒行传三章二十二节，这里他们能引用在旧约里面摩西所说的话。
Moses was prophesying that one day there will be a prophet like him.
摩西说有一天从他你们弟兄当中有一会兴起一位先知像我。
Because Moses...was different from all other prophets.
因为摩西跟其他所有以色列的先知有所不同。
Moses spoke to God face to face.
因为摩西与神面对面的交通。
Amen.
Amen.
And that was different.
这是非常不同的。
Jesus spoke to God face to face.
那么同样我们的基督耶稣也与神面对面的讲话。
He comes from God.
因为他是从神而来的。
Amen.That's why Jesus fulfilled the prophecy of what Moses said.
所以耶稣成就了在旧约当中摩西所说的的一个预言。
Apostles are proclaiming that that prophecy of Moses is now fulfilled by Christ.
所以这在使徒行传当中，使徒在宣称在摩西所讲的这个预言被基督所成就了。
So therefore, it says, Moses said, "The Lord God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brothers. You shall listen to him in whatever he tells you."
这里使徒行传三章二十二节说，摩西曾说，主你们的神要从你们弟兄中给你们兴起一位先知像我，凡他向你们所说的一切，你们都要听从。
So the early church declared Jesus as a prophet.
所以早期的教会他们宣告耶稣是先知。
And Jesus' ministry, one of his most important aspects of his ministry is to reveal God to mankind.
所以耶稣基督其中一个很重要的施工就向人类来启示父神。
Now lots of people want to reveal God.
有很多人想向显示来显示神。
You just need to go on YouTube. Lots of people got brand new revelations of God.
所以我们打开 YouTube 的话，在网上会看到很多人宣讲说有从神而来的启示。
But how many of them are real?
有多少他们口中所称的这个启示 是真实的呢？
Even a lot of so-called testimony of people dying, going to heaven and come back, they're made up.
其实甚至有些见证说他们死后升天，去到天堂见到了父神，其实可能这些见证都可被质疑。
How do you know they're fake?
你如何知道他们可能是被编造的呢？
Unless you've been there yourself.
除非你自己去过天堂，经历过。
See, I have to ask somebody who I know.Has really been there.
因为我问过有些人是真的有走我们这一招的。
What heaven really is like.
他们真的去过天堂，真的知道天堂是怎样的。
And guess what? It's very different from what you hear from YouTube.
可能这种真实的经历跟我们可能在网上听到那些所谓的见证呢是很不一样的。
So basically, you having one person who's scamming another person, who's learning, who's repeating the same scam.
就好像这个诈骗一样，就好像骗局一样，一个人从另外一个人学，就是一个人的编不同的东西。
So I would encourage you to, I would caution you to don't listen to so-called testimonies.
所以我会警惕大家要小心这网上的很多被称为所谓的这种见证。
Always use your Bible as a guide.
常常要用我们的圣经作为一个向导来引导我们。
But we know that Jesus comes from God.
我们知道耶稣是从神而来的。
And so whatever he revealed,must be true.
因为所以耶稣向我们启示的一切的事都是真实的。
And so Jesus makes a serious and astonishing claims.
那么耶稣有一个非常让人惊讶的一个宣称。
So Jesus is unlike the other prophets.
耶稣基督跟其他的先知不同。
For example, in the Old Testament, a prophet will prophesy, "Thus says the Lord."
那么比如说在旧约当中先知他们发预言的时候他们说这是耶和华主耶和华神如此说
It's direct speech I hear and I say
就是他们听到了把他们听到了直接的复述出来
Amen So in the Old Testament the prophet say Thus says the Lord
在旧约当中先知常常会说主耶和华神如此说
In the New Testament you don't ever hear Jesus say Thus says the Lord
那么在旧约当中我们很少听到耶稣他会这样说哦，神如此说
He says something very different
他会用不同的一个措辞来讲
He says I say unto you
他说我实实在在对你说
Amen Why does he say that
为什么他会这样说呢
Because he's God
因为他就是神自己
He doesn't say, thus says the Lord. He says, I say unto you.
他不用说哦，神如此如此说，他直接说我对你们说。
Therefore, Christ is the ultimate revelation of who God is.
那么耶稣基督就是神他本相的一个彰显。
So what Christ has done for us is that he revealed God to us.
所以基督为我们所做的首先就是他向我们显向父神显明出来。
You and I have the privilege and the rights to know God of who he is.
所以我们有这个权利和这个特权可以来认识这位独一的真神。
And that is one of the things that Christ has accomplished for us.
这也是耶稣基督为我们成就的其中一件事。
And today we still have that privilege.
如今我们仍然有这样的特权来认识我们的神。
Of knowing who God is.
来认识我们这位神。
In John chapter 14 verse 9, Jesus said to him, Have I been with you so long and you still do not know me, Philip?Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father?
约翰福音十四章九节说耶稣对他说腓力我与你们在一起这么久了你还不认识我吗看见我的就是看见的父你怎么还说将父显给我们看呢
If you see me, you haven't seen the Father.
他说如果你看见我了就是看见父了。
And I'm glad of that.And I'm so glad.
我们很庆幸是这样子的。
If I see you, I don't see the Father.
如果我看到你，但是还没有看见父的话。
But when we see Jesus, we see the Father.
但是我们看见耶稣，我们就是相当于看见父了。
Because we are only made in the image of God.
我们只是照神的形象所造的。
But Christ is the perfect revelation of God.
但耶稣是父神的一个完美的彰显。
That when we see him,There's absolutely no difference between him and God because he is God.
所以当我们看见基督跟我们看见父神这个完全是没有任何差别的因为耶稣就是神自己。
And then in Luke chapter 24 verse 44, this is after the resurrection, Jesus met two disciples and they could not recognize him.
这里路加福音二十四章讲到耶稣复活以后在去以马忤斯的路上遇见两个门徒这个两个门徒竟然认不出主来
And the story goes that then Jesus broke the bread and he opened the scripture and taught them
然后后来耶稣与他们掰饼之后他们然后并且教导他们关于律法先知书上所讲的关乎他一件事
And then Jesus appeared to the disciples as all of them together
然后当主在送门徒面前在显现的时候
And then the scripture talks about God Jesus opening the scripture
然后说主打开那个旧约的书来向他们讲解。
Now we see the Bible as the word of God.
当我们说圣经就是神的话语。
But verse 44 in chapter 24 of Luke says this. Then he said to them, These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled.
这路加福音24章44节讲，耶稣对他们说，这就是我从前和你们同在时所告诉你们的话，摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所记一切指着我的话都必须应验。
In other words, Jesus is saying, the word of God, the Bible, is about him.
换言之，耶稣在告诉他们，圣经、神的话都是关乎我的。
In other words, the word of God is a revelation of who Christ is.
换言之，这个圣经神的话语就是关于耶稣基督的一个启示。
The word of God is the work of Christ, our prophet.
所以这个话语，这个道也是耶稣基督作为我们的先知，关乎耶稣基督作为先知的工作。
So the Bible that you've got, or the iPhone you've got,
或者说我们手中的这个书卷，这个圣经，
the Bible that you have,
我们手中所拿的这个圣经
is the ministry of Christ, the prophet.
是关乎耶稣基督的事，作为先知的这个事工。
Revealing himself to us, God to us.
他借着他的话语来向我们显明他自己。
Amen.
显明父神。
So what has God done for us?
那么耶稣神为我们做什么呢？
What did Christ do for us?
基督为我们做什么呢？
He's given us the word of God.
他赐给我们神的话语。
So that every day when we read, whenever we study, we see God in the word of God.
所以每天当我们来研读圣经的时候，学习圣经的时候，我们就是来研读关乎神的一切。
So what I'm trying to say to you is, what did Jesus do for us?
所以当我们去想耶稣为我们做什么的时候，
He's revealing God to us even today.
就是直到今天他仍然在向我们启示关乎父神的一切。
And it is interesting, in verse 45 and 46 we read here, Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, Thus it is written that in Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead.
那么在45节，于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们能明白圣经，又对他们说，圣经上所写的基督必受害，第三天从死人中复活。
Do you remember I said Jesus is a mediator?
记不记得之前我们讲到说基督是这个仲裁者？
Do you know he's still doing that work?
基督他如今直到现今仍在做这样的工作。
He's still doing intercession?
他仍然为我们代求。
Because the mediating work of Christ involves revealing God to us.
因为基督作为仲裁者的工作也包括了向我们显明父神。
Today, even if you have 10 copies of the Bible and you read it every day, you will not understand it.
如今我们如果有十本圣经，我们每天研读，可能不一定能明白。
You might think you understand it, but you don't.
你可能觉得你明白，但是你没有真正的明白。
You may have a PhD in theology and you still won't know anything.
你可能在神学方面有一个博士的学位，但是你并不代表你明白圣经。
Because verse 45 says that these people who grew up with the scripture, they did not understand who Christ is.
因为在这里45节告诉我们，那些从小研读圣经的人，他们居然不知道圣经所说的是什么。
I tell you, if you grew up as a Jewish boy, you would have memorized the Bible by the time you become 12.
如果我们作为犹太人的一个小孩，男孩长大的话，你可能到12岁的时候，你会默记熟记整本圣经。
That's why people like Peter, the fishermen, they're not well educated, but they know their Bible.
所以就好像那彼得使徒，他们虽然不是受了高等教育的人，他们是渔夫，但是他们却知道明白圣经。
And yet none of them understood.
但是却是那其他的那些宗教人，他们却不明白。
Until verse 45.
直到45节这里说的。
What did Jesus do?
耶稣做什么呢？
He opened their mind.
耶稣开了他们的心窍。
Can you see, brothers and sisters? Don't be impressed with someone's Bible degree.
所以我们不要因为有人有一个神学的学位就觉得很了不起。
Even if you're illiterate,
就算你是一个学者
Revelation comes from God.
要知道这个启示是从神而来的
God has to open your mind.
神必须要开你的心窍才能明白
And that's why what Jesus did, what did Jesus do for us?
这也是耶稣为我们所做的
He continued to open our minds.
他继续的来为我们做这个开启的工作
To reveal to us who God is.
继续的向我们启示关于父神的一切
And as a Christian, this is very important.
作为基督徒这是很重要的一点
In our lifetime, we have to get to know God.
在我们活在世上的日子，我们必须要来认识这位神。
And we have to be faithful about it.
我们必须要忠诚地做这件事情。
Because the more you know God, the more life works.
因为你更多地认识神，你的信仰会在你的生命当中奏效。
I don't think people know how important this is, knowing God in this life, because it helps you how you live your life.
我觉得可能很多人没有意识到这一点多么的重要。我们在世活着的日子，我们需要来竭力的认识我们的神。
If you don't know God, you will find life right is confusing.
如果你没有来花时间来认识神，你会觉得你的生命非常的混淆。
You will feel that your life is quite random.
你会觉得你的生命好像是很多随机的东西。
You know when people say God is in control, no, it doesn't. It feels more like it feels very random.
如果我们说神叫神在有主权掌管一切，但是你觉得我不是没有这种感觉，觉得很随机。
It feels like God loves me, yet and yet all the problems are the same.
虽然我觉得有人告诉我神爱我，但是我觉得我生命中遇到的问题仍然在存在。
How many of you understand that and agree with me?
有多少人知道我在讲什么吗？
It's not much different.
觉得我的生命没有太大的改变。
It's because we don't understand God.
原因是因为我们没有真正的认识这位神。
And that is why we try to interpret things that are happening in our lives through the lenses of humanity.
所以很多时候我们用我们人的眼光那个眼镜来解读神做事的方法。
For example,
举个例。
He is rich.
就说他很富有。
Oh, God must bless him.
你觉得他很富有很有钱呢觉得啊、哦、神祝福他了。
The lenses of the world, he's rich, therefore he's blessed.
我们用属世的眼光来看待他的这个钱财他的富有。
Oh, he's poor.
哦或者说这个人很贫穷。
Oh, he must be cursed.
然后觉得啊、哦、他可能受神咒诅了。
Amen? We interpret the same way, but in God, it's not the same.
我们可能会这样解读这些事情，但是在神看来是不同的。
And that is why we tend to put a logical explanation of what's happening in our lives.
我们常是用理性的东西来解释在我们生命中发生的一些事情。
Do you know, I call that self-comfort.
其实我把这个解释为自我安慰。
You're actually deceiving yourself.
你是自己疗愈自己。
You are trying to interpret what's happening in your life through your own lenses.
你尝试用你自我的视角来解释在你生命中发生的所有事情。
The danger is if you get it wrong, it will make you feel very, very miserable.
问题就是如果你这个解读是错的，会让你感觉更糟糕。
And then suddenly God becomes very, very normal human.
然后突然之间你觉得你所认识这个神就是一个很普通不能再普通的那一位人。
There's nothing special about him.
觉得他没什么一点没什么大不了的。
You know, he's always angry.
他总是愤怒的。
He's always far away.
他总是离我很远。
And if I do something wrong,
如果做了一些错事
you know, I get fined.
然后我好像受到惩罚。
Or some bad luck happen.
好像那些坏事发生在我身上。
Amen?、嗯、And suddenly God becomes an abuser.
好像神变成那个施虐者。
You know,I got run over by a car. God is punishing me.
好像我突然被车撞了，觉得啊，我是不是做错什么事？神在惩罚我。
You see, the lenses of our eyes are always interpret our events.
很多时候，我们从我们人的眼光视角来解读这些事情。
But when you put on God's lenses,
但是我们戴上神的眼镜框的时候
，when you look at your blessings and you look at the difficulty, you see something completely different.
当我们用神从神的视角来看待我们生命中的一祝福和所谓的苦难的时候，我们会有完全不同的解读。
I tell you, brothers and sisters, when you put on the lenses of God and you begin to see things, you go, "Whoa, wow, God is so good."
很多时候，我们真的从戴上神的这个镜片来看事情的时候，我们会发觉，哇，原来神你这么好。
The problem with us is this: when we pray.
我们的问题就是当我们祷告的时候
We are telling God what to do.
我们常常会告诉神应该怎么做
How to do it.
神应该怎么做
God hears my prayer It also contains the instructions of what you should do.
但是我们来到神面前说，神啊，这是我的祷告，然后附带一个说明书，一个指南。
And how you should do it.
然后告诉神你要怎么做哦。
And if God doesn't do it the way we expect it, we become so disappointed, and then we conclude God doesn't love me or God doesn't exist.
所以当我们发觉神没有按照我们的期许和我们的要求来达成做成这些事情的时候，我们就会对神很失望，然后有个结论就说神不爱我。
How many of you like me, you do this? You put down the prayer request and then the instructions.
有多少人会像我这样做，写下你的祷告要求，你的清单，然后附带一个说明。
Now, we should change.
现在我们要改变哦。
Do your prayers.
你可以祷告。
No instructions.
切记不要附带指示哦。
But you should put down a few instructions for yourself.
但是呢，你可以写出那个指示，但是指示不是给神，而是给你自己的。
Prayer.
这个指示就说你要祷告。
Followed by instruction. Remember this.
然后呢，接着下来的指示就说一定要记住谨记哦。
Trust God.
信靠神哦。
Be patient.
然后要耐心等候哦。
I'm serious, right? Put down these two points.
要写下这两点了。第一点要信靠神。
And be patient.
然后一定要耐心等待。
Because if you are patient,
因为如果我们有耐心的话，
if you trust God,
如果你真的信靠神，
because by the end of the process, when your prayers finally get answered, it will be answered in a way that you never expect.
因为如果我们仅做到这两点的话，那么到最整个过程的结尾，神最后垂听我们的祷告的时候，这个结果是远超过我们所想所求的。
And that's how you can tell it is from God, because it comes in a way that is beyond your imagination and your expectation.
只有这样子，你才知道这个事情的成就是出于神，而不是出于自己，因为这个方法是远超乎你所想所求的。
And at the end of the process, when you look back, you go,Wow, God really knows me. God really cares about me.
所以在这个整个过程的终结，你在回顾整个过程的时候，你会得到这样一个结论，说神真的在乎我，神真的很爱我。
That's very, very different from, oh, this has happened to me. We put in our narrative, we put in an expression, it's because I go to church all the time.
所以
we make a logical explanation and get it all wrong.
所以跟我们之前所说的，如果我们按照人的方法用理性来做很多的结论，做很多的安排。
And that is why God in our lives is predictable.
所以好像我们的人生是可被预测到的。
Amen. It does nothing to us. It does nothing to our experience.
所以这样的一个过程对我们的经历跟我们跟主的关系没有什么帮助。
But when we give our prayers to God,And be patient and trust him and let him answer us, we will learn something every single time.
所以如果我们把我们的祷告带在神面前，但记住耐心等待并且完全的信靠他的时候，
I guarantee you, you will stand in awe.
但如果
and you will wondering, wow, I have nothing to be afraid of next time.
对，如果我们有这样的经历的话，我们会真的是会非常的惊讶，会对神的信心也加增。
Amen? That is how you can tell.That God is working in your life.
就这样你才可以看到神真的在你生命中做工。
Because you make a prayer.
因为我们有祷告。
But something else happens.
但是有一些我没想到的事情发生。
It doesn't make any sense.
可能就我们理性想不通。
But something is happening.
但是却有事情在发生。
But it gradually is happening.
在逐渐发生的时候。
Be patient.
然后我们一定耐心等待。
Because at the end of the process, you will receive far more than what you expect.
那么在这个过程的结尾及最后，你所领受的是比你预期的大得多，多得多。
Because God knows what you truly need.
因为只有神真正知道我们真正需要的是什么。
I would really encourage everyone here today to take this point.
我希望
Believe in God when you pray.Trust him and be patient with him.
我希望我们在座每一个人都谨记这两点。当我们在祷告的时候，一定要信靠神，并且耐心的等候神来成就。
Then you will have a testimony.
这样子你才会有个真实的一个经历。
A very unique testimony of what God has done for you.
一个非常独特的一个经历，说神为你所做的什么。
Amen.
Amen.
That's why Christ reveals God to us.
所以基督向我们显明神。
And he's continuing to do that.
并且他持续的在做这样的事情。
And as you understand God more, and as you know God more, wisdom will begin to build up in your heart and in your mind.
所以当我们越来越认识神的时候，属天的智慧会在我们里面累积起来。
And if we lack wisdom,
如果我们缺乏智慧，
or if we don't know what to do in life,
或者我们在生命中不知道怎么办，
or if we can't find God's revelation,
或者我们好像看不到神从神而来的启示。
Let's not lose hope because God has given us the guarantee.
所以我们也不要失去信心，因为神给我们一个确据。
God has given us another way.
神给我们一个另外一个方法。
And he's called the Holy Spirit.
这个就是神所说的圣灵。
John chapter 14 verse 26 says, But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance that I have said to you.
这里在约翰福音的14章26节说，但保惠师就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要把一切的事教导你们，并且要使你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
Jesus through what he has done on the cross was able to send the Holy Spirit to us.
耶稣基督在十字架所做的一切让我们可以得到圣灵。
And the Holy Spirit will help us, will guide us to learn more about God.
圣灵会帮助我们，会引导我们来认识我们的神。
And more specifically, what's happening in our lives.
更专注的是我们生命中所发生的一切。
And that is why I'm saying the revelation that God brings in our lives every day is vital for you and me to live a peaceful life.
所以就是每天借神借着他的话语和圣灵向我们带来的所有的启示，会帮助我们过一个得胜的生命，是很重要的。
All this revelation that you and I are getting as a Christian is for one purpose.
所以今天你我所得到所有这些启示是为了一个目的。
So that you and I can experience shalom in this life.
所以让你我在今生的日子可以有一个平安。
Verse 27, chapter 14 of John says, Peace I leave with you.
在约翰福音十四章二十节说，我留下我的平安给你。
The Holy Spirit is our peace.
圣灵就是我们的平安。
He brings revelation.
他带给我们启示。
He said, My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Not, let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid.
他说，我把我的平安赐给你们，我所赐给你们的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
When you are a Christian, God looks after you.
当我们成为基督徒以后，神会切切的
顾念我们。You will have your challenges.
我们会遇到挑战。
You will have your difficulties.
我们会遇到困难。
But one thing God has promised is that your life, no matter how challenging it is, Holy Spirit is with us.And there will be peace.
所以有一件事情神向我们应许的，不管你的生命遇到多大的困难和挑战，但是有圣灵在我们里面来赐给我们平安。
I remember when I was a student and I studied life sciences, study like chemistry and biochemistry.
我记得我在读书的时候，那么我学了那个科学课，那么就是物理、化学和生物。
And all my Hong Kong friends were engineers and computer science.
那么很多我那些从香港来的同学呢，他们都是学工程学或者计算机类的科目。
Where the money is.
那当时那个这种专业呢是非常好就业和赚钱的。
And so I remember during those 3 years in university, people used to look down on me and laugh at me, say, why you study such rubbish?
那我记得我记得在大学读那个三年的时候，他们都嘲笑我，看不起我，就说啊，你干嘛学这些这种科学类的文科。
And then one of my friends did something that I never forgave him.
我记得我一个朋友当时做了一件事情，我很难原谅他。
He went to my mother.
他去找我的妈妈。
And said, I'm very concerned for your son.
说，哎，因为你的孩子啊，我很担心。
That he's studying the wrong subject.
我很担心，我觉得他选了一个错的科目。
When he graduate, he won't get a job.
他毕业以后很难找到工作的。
And obviously, this guy ended up being my friend.
当然，这个后来成为我的朋友，我也原谅他了。
But guess what? When we graduated,
但是猜猜怎么着？当我们毕业的时候
，these engineers, electron engineers, and computer, the industry collapsed. No jobs.
当我们刚刚是毕业的时候，那种计算机呀、电子工程那些工程专业，他们突然那个
Then in the life science industry, biotechnology and everything went boom, came up.
但是那个时候，刚刚那个时候，那个生物工程那些突然就兴起了。
So that a few years later, they struggled.
然后其实毕业几年之后呢，他们其实就业很困难。
And for me, I had a choice of which job shall I have.
当时对于我来说，我居然就我去选工作，有很多 offer， 有很多不同的就职机会。
You never know.
所以我们真的想象不到的。
God knows.
只有神知道。
Amen. Even if you are a graduate with AI, whatever, well, the AI is more clever than you.
就算你现在从人工智能这个专业毕业以后，但是你也不知道，因为这种 AI 的东西比
我们更聪明。You may be despising your friend who wants to be a funeral director.
你如果可能，你现今你在嘲笑你一个朋友，他可能想做一个仪仗士兵。
I remember when I was a young pastor, somebody studied a particular subject, in lights.
我记得在我们年轻的时候，有一个朋友他学那种灯光设计的。
And I thought, what's that to do?
我当时觉得这个很冷门，这个学科，觉得到底学了以后有什么用啊？
Let me go and pray for you.
然后当时说啊，让我为你祷告吧。
You need to do another subject.
可能你需要选换一个科目。
But guess what?
但是猜一猜怎么着？
The whole world changed.
但后来那个世界发生很大的改变。
When he graduated, everybody wanted lighting.
但是后来他毕业以后，很多人就是这个方面有很需要人才。
And now the guy has got his own business. He's employing loads of people.
现在呢，他开了自己的公司，然后公司里面员工也很多。
And those people who are laughing at me with IT degrees and mocking us, right? They're the one who are struggling.
那些曾经当年来嘲笑我们那些学计算机专业的人，他们现在反而很困难。
The reason why I'm telling you this is that nobody understands the future.
所以我给大家讲这个例子的原因是说，没有人知道将来会发生什么事。
But our God does.
但是我们的神却知道。
God will use whatever you've got.
神会用你所拥有的一切。
And if you pray.
如果你祷告。
And if you trust.
如果你信靠他。
And if you believe, and if you are patient,
并且你耐心的等待
and if you do your part,
并且你做好你的部分
you will somehow end up in the right place at the right time.
你会不知不觉中，你会在一个对的时间出现在一个对的地方
I remember in the early, in about 30 years ago, Pastor Tony, in working in aerospace, they are always making people redundant.
我记得在三十年之前，那个真牧师、通灵牧师呢，他是学航空专业的，所以那个时候那个行业很多人被裁员。
But every time when they're making people redundant, it's always not him.
所以每次他们那个单位上有人被裁员的时候，总不会是他。
They always need him for some reason.
不，每次出于什么某些原因，都总是需要留下他。
And he must have been through three or four cycles of redundancy, but in the end, he's still there.
所以他可能在他整个职业生涯当中经过三四次那个被裁员大洗盘的时候、
Amen.
但是他都保住他的工作
God I really really truly believe and when we pray and when we allow God to do things in our lives and we just do our best
我真的相信如果我们允许神在我们生命中做工并且我们做好我们部分的时候
Whether we have wisdom or not
不管有的时候我们觉得有没有智慧都好
Whether we have the right qualification or not
有没有或者觉得我们有没有对口的那种专业也好
I'm not saying qualification is not important They are important But you can't just depend on them
我不是说那种学历不重要但不是说我们仅仅就是依靠这个学历
And that's why parentsDon't overstress your children.
所以父母一定不要过度的去给你的孩子施压。
If they got three A's, rejoice.
如果他们有三个 A, 那你要开心啊。
Don't be miserable because it's not A plus.
不要因为他们没有拿到 A 加而觉得不开心。
Because what you need to teach them is that son, daughter, what you need to depend on is God.
所以其实我们最重要的是要教导我们的孩子要他们说你要学会依靠的是神
Because with three A's it sounds like I'm a failure
因为可能有些父母的给他们灌输的思想觉得三个 A 都觉得是一个很大的失败
That's why we need a revelation
所以我们需要神的启示
We keep needing to learn about God
我们要继续的不断的认识神
How he works in our lives
神如何在我们生命当中做事情
Even in our careers
甚至在我们的工作当中
our lives at home,
我们在家庭当中生活
everywhere we go,
我们去到哪里
every aspect of our lives,
我们生命的每一个方面
we need a revelation of what God is doing,
我们都需要明白神在我们生命中所做的一切
and the good news is,
那一个好消息是
because of what Jesus done on the cross,
因为耶稣在十字架为我们做的一切
it is our rights,
这是我们今天有这个权利
he will reveal to us,
神一定会向我们显明
amen,
Amen.
And that is why, finally, in James chapter 1, verse 5 to 6, it says, If anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. But let him ask in faith, for who like a wave of the sea, that is driven and tossed by the wind.
所以这里雅各书的一章五到六节说你们中间若有缺少智慧的该求那厚赐与众人又不赐责人的神神必赐给他只要凭着信心求一点也不疑惑因为那疑惑的人就像海中的波浪被风吹动翻腾
I hope that everyone here by the time you retire
我希望我们这里的在座的每一个人当我们到退休的年龄的时候
And then you look back at your life
当我们回顾我们的人生
I hope you'll be able to say I'm glad that I trusted God
我希望我们都会说这句话说哇感谢神我信靠了你
I'm glad that I'm patient with God
我很庆幸我当时我有等候神耐心的等候
Because God can give us so much wisdom
因为神会赐给我们很多智慧
You know, you may be like me not very good academically
你可能会像我一样在可能学业方面没有这么擅长
But God can fill thatblank space in my head with wisdom.
但是神会把我觉得我的缺乏的地方用他的智慧给我填充。
When I grew up, I always say, when people say, Joshua, well done, I said, no, 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 my brother's better.
很多时候当我长大的时候他们说哦 Joshua, 你做得不错但是我总是觉得说我的哥哥弟弟都比我做得更好。
At the end of every year, when at school, when it came to prizes, my brother always get two or three prizes.
每次学期的期末要颁奖的时候我的弟弟总是那个拿几个奖的人
A prize for English A prize for physics A prize for whatever
很多学科英文啊历史或数理物理啊各个方面总是那个得奖的人
or two
他总是排名第一名或第二名的那个人
For me I'm always from the other end
那么我可能是那个倒数的那几个
And it was horrible
那个感觉很不好。
And I used to say, I come from the same womb.
我说啊，我是从一个娘胎里面出来的。
How come he's got all the intelligent DNA and I got all the leftovers?
为什么说我的弟弟总是把那个好的基因 DNA 基因遗传的，
no、hard,
我总是不好的东西呢
？No matter how hard I study,
不管我多么努力去读书
，my best is still. I told you, everybody knows my best.Ever in life was number 11.
我人生当中最好的排名就是十一名。
And I used to wonder when I was a young boy, I said, how am I going to survive when I grow older? How am I going to look after a family? Or probably I'm going to stay single.
但是我在年轻的时候，我常常有这样的困惑啊，以我这样的水平，我以后怎么生存在社会上？我可能我怎么照顾我的家庭？可能我估计都结不了婚。
Life was very bleak.
我当时觉得人生很
渺茫。My mind was full of negativity.
我的思想当中充满了很多负面的事情。
Until I met Jesus.
直到有一天我认识了主，认识了耶稣。
He changed everything.
他改变了我的一切。
You see, the good thing about my head is that there's not much in there.
关于我的头脑当中一个好处就是我里面没有太多的人的智慧。
So it, got so it has plenty of space for God to put His wisdom in my head.
所以我的头脑当中有很多的空间可以给神跟下载很多的东西进去。
That's why it is a blessing with an empty head.
所以就是我这种头脑比较空白的人也是有好处的。
And I'm now retiring, and I can testify before you, God truly can look after you and me.
所以今天我已经到快到退休的年龄，我可以带大家。就是说神真的会看顾我们
And if we don't have wisdom, He can give us wisdom.
如果我们觉得我们缺少智慧，神会赐给我们智慧。
I remember at work, people say, Joshua, you're so clever. You're a genius.
我记得我在工作的时候常常的同事称赞我说哇 Joshua, 你好聪明好厉害。
And then I said to them, what are you talking about?
我说当时我还一头雾水啊，
How come you can think like this?
他们说为什么哦，你突然有这样的想法
？And I said that's the only way I can think.
他说哦，这是我唯一能想到一个方法。
You see, God put wisdom in our heads.
很多时候神会把这个属天的智慧放在我们里面，神会给我们有启示。
Suddenly a bright idea.
突然有一个很好的很棒的点子出来。
They call it think outside the box.
就他们世人所说的哦，不要按部就班的思考。
God can give us wisdom.
神会给我们这种突如其来的智慧。
To help you and me at home.
帮助我们在家中，帮助我们。
In our jobs.
在我们的工作上帮助我们。
Everywhere we go, God can put wisdom.
我们去到所到之地，神都会给我们智慧。
And it's for everyone.
而且这个是给我们每一个相信神的人。
That's what Christ has done for me.
这就是耶稣基督为你我所做的。
That's what Christ has done for you.
这也是耶稣基督为你所做的。
He's a prophet.
他是那个先知。
He gives us wisdom.
他赐给我们智慧。
He gives us revelation.
他也给我们属天的启示。
Of who God is.
关乎神的一切。
That's why never be afraid.
所以让我们不要胆怯。
Never see anything too difficult.
不要觉得我们眼前的事情太困难。
With God.It is possible.
有神，一切都皆有可能。
Amen.
Amen.
That's why Christ is our prophet.
这是耶稣是我们的先知。
Are you not glad?
我们是不是很庆幸呢？
Let's all stand.
让我们站立起来。
Father, we thank you.
父啊，我们感谢你。
That Christ is our prophet.
感谢你，基督是我们的先知。
That he's bringing revelations to our minds.
基督今天在我们的头脑当中赐给我们启示。
And he's revealing who you are in our hearts.
并在我们的心中向我们启示关乎父神。
And he's revealing who himself is.
并且向我们启示关于基督的一切。
And today, Lord, we are grateful.
主啊，我们今天如此感恩。
That Christ can bring us not only salvation,
今天我们
but the revelation of who God is.
我们庆幸，我们感恩，基督不光是为我们带来救恩。
That we worship a God who is humble.
我们来敬拜的这位神是如此谦卑的神。
Who's laid down his life for us.
他为我你我来摆上他的生命。
He's become a man for us.
并且为我们道成肉身。
Fathers, whatever we need in life.
父，我们知道我们今天生命中需要的所有的一切。
That revelation of Christ.
一切关于基督的启示。
Is more than sufficient.
都已经足够了。
So right now, Lord, as I pray for my brothers and sisters,
所以主啊，我们今天为我们弟兄姊妹祷告。
Whatever struggles we have,
今天不管我们遇到怎么样的一个挣扎，
I pray that this week, Lord,
我们祷告在这周当中。
As I pray,
当我们祷告的时候，
You will give them, O God, the patience.
求你赐给我们有这样的耐心，有这样的信心，
and to really believe,
让我们真正的相信。
That you have heard their prayers.
你已经垂听了我们的祷告。
And I pray that our hearts will be open.
我们祷告我们的心全然向你。
To allow you to work the process.
来允许你来在我们生命中做这个工作。
To bring about something that we need.
把我们所真正真心需要的东西带出来。
And so we ask you, Lord, to bless us.
求我们祷告，求你来祝福我们。
And I just can, we can truly say.
我们可以真正的去宣告。
Lord, you are indeed our shepherd.
主，你真的是我们的，是我们牧者。
We will not lack anything.
我们必不至缺乏。
And Lord, if we lack wisdom,
主，如果我们缺少智慧的时候，
if we lack revelation,
我们缺少对你的启示的时候，
we know the Holy Spirit can bring us what we need.
我们也知道圣灵会向我们启示。
So God, give us the wisdom.
父啊，求你赐给我们智慧。
To deal with our difficulties this week.
让我们来面对处理我们这周会遇到的一些困难。
Especially over our children.
特别是跟我们的孩子相处
and all the issues that we are surrounded with
特别是我们所被各样的问题所围困
we're thankful Lord
主我们如此感恩
for your blessings in our lives
谢谢你在我们生命中的一切的祝福
let's sing
The Lord's my shepherd I'll not want He makes me lieIn pastures green, leading me by still waters, His goodness restores my soul, and I will trust in You alone. grace be loved in precious grief. He is my lips with my still water. His goodness restores my soul.
And I will trust.
And I will trust in you.
Father, I pray again.
For 我们再次祷告。
That the revelation of Christ.
我们关乎基督的启示。
And the Father.
和关于父的启示。
And the Holy Spirit.
还有关乎圣灵的启示。
Will always be so enriched in our lives.
是如此的丰盛的在我们的里面。
And I just pray starting right now, Lord.
我们祷告从现在开始。
Help us begin to understand.
帮助我们开始来明白。
The path that we are walking.
帮助我们明白我们现在所走的这条路
And also to be able to see the solutions
也帮助我们可以看到那个答案
To overcome all the issues that we have
让我们可以胜过我们所面对的所有的问题
Including the ones that work
包括那些我们觉得可以行得通的方法
Father, the things that we are dreading tomorrow
主要我们明天可能会遇到的问题
I just pray when we go into work
主要祷告明天我们去工作的时候
Our hearts are filled with peace
我们的心里是充满了平安
Suddenly in our mind
突然在我们的思想当中
We have that revelation
我们得到从你而来的启示
Because God is with me
因为基督与我们同在
So I pray that you will bless every family here
主我们祷告你会祝福每一个家庭
And all our children
和我们所有的孩子
And we ask you to bless our nation
主也求你祝福我们的国家
To guide our leaders
也来带领我们国家的领袖
And I pray that you bring peace in the Middle East
我们主祷告在中东也赐下你的平安
And I just pray, O God, that your hand will be upon all the leaders
主愿你的手在所有这些国家的领导人身上
And may you have mercy upon every nation
主愿你的恩典临到每个国家
So that we can be in peace
让我们可以经历你的平安
In Jesus' name we pray
奉耶稣名祷告
Amen
Amen
Please be seated. If you have need prayer, come forward.
好，大家请坐。如果大家需要祷告，可以到前面。神祝福大家。